Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan J. Kelly.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. If you think we sound echoey, it's because our voices are just that godly.
Yep.
So, and thank you this week to our sponsor, Leprechauns. And this is because... Wait, I feel like this is a week early. No, it's not. Okay, it could be a week later. But anyway, St. Paddy's Day is coming up.
Yes.
Yes. So leprechauns are, they're starting to come about and do their thing that leprechauns do, which I don't know what that is. Probably like hide gold under your pillowcases or in your shoes, something like that. So go find yourself a friendly neighborhood leprechaun, but not a leprechaun that they made the movies off of, because those leprechauns are mean and they will probably eat you and kill you. But that's solely because they're in a horror movie. But otherwise, those cute little leprechauns, go find yourself some gold, get a rainbow, maybe some Lucky Charms. Probably Lucky Charms. That's what leprechauns probably give out. And have yourself a good St. Patrick's Day. Adult beverage filled St. Patrick's.
Yep, I intentionally planned for the sponsor this week to be leprechauns. So thank you to leprechauns for being our sponsor this week.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Get yourself some green stuff if you don't have green stuff.
And now, our first leprechaun. It's Enjoy Hot Dogs LLC grand opening. Who doesn't like hot dogs?
We'll get into that.
It is March 16th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at First Side Park, 2nd Avenue, Grant Street in Pittsburgh, PA, 15219. The website is downtownpittsburgh.com, so you can get information there. The official grand opening will have a St. Patrick's Day theme to go along with the day's parade, which starts at 8 a.m. Looking forward to welcome the visitors of the state with delicious hot dogs and a variety of hot toppings to keep them warm.
Okay, there we go. So, got hot topics, got everything like that, and you got hot dogs, right?
Yes. Who doesn't like hot dogs?
See, that's the thing. Not all of it. No, some people don't like hot dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, but you know, the thing I always say about hot dogs is that if you like bologna, you like hot dogs, because they're the same thing. It's just wrapped in a different form. I mean, they're both mystery meats, and you know that. Well, not you know, but a hot dog is then encased in a skin, and it just makes it better. It has that snap. How do you like your hot dogs? Do you like them like burnt, like a lot of weird people or a lot of older people? Or do you like them like, you know, some grill marks?
I like grill marks.
Grill marks? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind charred, but I prefer grilled.
I can enjoy some char, but I don't want them literally like, I stuck this hot dog in the fire, now here it is for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You like a Frank's kind of guy or like a Hebrew National? What are you? Or ballpark?
Probably ballpark.
Ballpark, yeah, it's a classic one. I mean, he's got some beef in there and everything else. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to make a hot dog, what's going on in your hot dog?
Oh, ketchup, onions, cheese, mm-hmm. and bacon.
You know, I feel like we talked about hot dogs last week, did we?
I don't think we did.
Okay, I talked about hot dogs with somebody recently. I don't know. But anyway, I'm a mustard guy. So mustard, onions, cheese, of course, because cheese just makes sense. And then if you're going to get really crazy, I mean, put some chili on there. Why not? You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
To get some niceness in there. Also, side note, if you really like hot dogs, I have hot dogs that were just in the refrigerator for like 5 months. They're not good anymore. I just found that out. So if you have hot dogs from the grocery store, do not eat them if they are unopened and they're in your refrigerator for 2 weeks. I mean, you might be able to still eat them, but I don't know if I'd really chance a hot dog.
In 5 months.
Yeah, it lists. Well, no, see, and then it says for maximum quality, freeze hot dogs no longer than 1 or 2 months. So I'm thinking you can freeze them for a lot longer. But also, I just need to get rid of those hot dogs because...
You can always get a fresh pack from Romo's.
Really? You get hot dogs in Romo's?
Yeah, they have hot dog packs in the refrigerator.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. Or you can get hot dogs at First Side Park on March 16th.
Yep.
And you can also learn some things. So I think that's probably the better idea than Romo's, because Romo's overcharges for hot dogs.
Yeah, they overcharge on everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like an arm and a leg for 2 sticks of bubble gum and a piece of broccoli.
Yeah. All right, well, the next thing we have here is Simbene Film Festival, 5 Fingers for Marseilles in South Africa.
Can I stop you real quick? All right, come on, there's a little... tilde over that E. All right. Try to pronounce that again for me, sir.
Simbene.
There we go.
Festival. Five Fingers for Marseilles.
Got to get that emphasis.
Marseilles.
No, not Marseilles. I was talking about with the E. You're fine. Marseilles. Sorry.
Simbene.
What? Yeah, no, you got it. Look, you're fine. Just continue on.
All right. This is March 18th, 7 to 9 p.m. at City of Asylum, 40 West North Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. The website is alphabetsa.org, so you can get information there. 20 years after fleeing from the brutal police aggression in colonial Marseille, a member of the Five Fingers returns seeking peace. But with the town under new threat, he must reluctantly fight to free it. Arfside, South Africa, the community of Railway, attached to the remote town of Marseille, are the victims of brutal police oppression, and only the young Five Fingers are willing to stand up to them. Their battle is heartfelt but innocent until Hothead Tao kills two policemen in an act of passion. He flees, leaving his brothers and friends behind, but his action has triggered a violent fight that will leave both Masai and the Five Fingers changed. 20 years later, Tao is released from prison, now a feared and brutal outlaw. Ooh, an outlaw. Ooh, we better watch out. The line of Masai. But scarred and empty, he renounces violence and returns to Marseille, desiring only peace and to reconnect with those he left behind. Sembene, the Film and Art Festival, is a group of scholars, activists, and film aficionados. Their mission is to celebrate the life, showcase the work, and honor the legacy of African filmmaker Ousmane Sembene through film and other supplementary cultural events.
I don't know if you got louder during that, but I feel like you got way louder during that. You got really excited for this. What got your attention, Ryan? What about this? I assume it's a movie because it's about the African filmmaker, so I assume it's a movie. It might be based on real events, and if it is, you know, sorry that we're going to, you know, make fun of. But anyway, Ryan, what got you so excited about this?
I don't know, man.
You got so much louder.
Oh, I think I was just trying to make sure I was reading everything right.
Yeah. I saw you took a nice breath there. I mean, it was really long. Can I get through all three of those paragraphs without a breath? Gotta get that lung capacity up, bro.
Yeah. The festival serves both as a vehicle and catalyst to honor the life, work, and legacy of Sembene and to showcase filmmakers and other art cultural events that will speak to the important issues facing the American diaspora.
Well, bro, you skipped a whole word there. Speak unflinchingly to the important issues facing the modern African.
So sorry. Good, Charles.
Gosh, it can't be.
All right, Charles, you want to read the next thing?
Yeah, sure. I mean, just real quick, though.
Yeah.
This movie sounds good.
Yeah.
If you've ever read, I forget the book now. But it's about this kid. He's also in Africa during apartheid. He meets up with this veteran who doesn't have legs. And he has to, find out his way through there. He's, in a gang as well. Everything's very heartfelt. I don't know. I mean, I enjoy African novels because it was a whole African unit. So that as well, but also to say, never mind. So off minor jazz. Oh, I like me some jazz. Way out west. March 19th, 2019, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. City of Asylum, 40 West North Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15212. I haven't done a read in a while, so it was hard, that beginning part, but I got it now. Sonny Rollins' 1957 album Way Out West introduced a technique he called strolling, in which he would solo cover only bass and drums without a pianist. The pianist is on a permanent stroll. This intimate, pared-down ensemble format would become a Rollins signature, a new go-to ensemble format for jazz groups to follow. In a tribute to the heyday of mid-century jazz, Eric Defod, Paul Johnson, and Thomas Wendt will put a distinctly contemporary spin on this innovative jazz classic. This trio of Pittsburgh musicians will channel their flawlessly integrated improvisational chemistry of Sonny Rollins into a thoroughly modern performance. If you've never seen a jazz... there's more. Okay. The Off-Minor Jazz series highlights the music of legendary jazz composers and players. The series has been curated by drummer Thomas Wendt, who puts together the right musicians for each concert. Sonny Rollins, demonstrating strolling technique, featured musicians Eric Fodd on sax, Paul Thompson on the bass, and Thomas Wendt on the drums. Now, again, if you've never seen a jazz concert, I've never seen one either, but I hear they're really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, especially with this thing, because, they're clearly talented musicians. Any jazz musician is a talented musician, because I feel like it's the hardest, music to go with, because it's fast, it's slow, it's everything in between. You have to improv, and there's everything like that, and then I don't even, the tempos they use, and there's a lot of, there's this one song that I completely forget right now, even though I've just been watching a lot of YouTube videos on jazz. Mm-hmm. It's like a passage of rites, but it's because it's so off-key, off-tempo, that whenever he actually played it, the pianist at the time, who was considered one of the greatest jazz pianists ever, he was not able to keep up with it. So that's why he, stopped. He, started and stopped his piano, and it was... Whew. Anyway, so jazz concert. go see it. It's also a chill event because jazz is chill and stuff. So it's a cool thing to see, plus chill. I mean, how can you not be chill with sax, bass, and drums? Am I right?
Yeah, you can see smooth jazz.
Yeah, and then you have the classic smooth jazz.
Yeah. So, Charles, this leads me to ask you, if you were part of a jazz band, what would you be? What would you do?
So as a jazz player, you know, I want to say drums, but jazz drumming is really hard. Sax too. I feel like that's just a basic, not basic, but I feel like everyone wants to be a sax player. What else is there? There's a lot of other instruments. Ooh, trumpet. Ooh, I could probably go. I'd go with trumpet.
All right, trumpet. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. What about you?
Oof, I'd probably go to sax.
Sax.
Get the black shades. Get the black hat. Get the sax. Get a nice button-up Hawaiian shirt and just started playing jazz.
You know, I really thought you were just going to say a nice button. I was like, man, that's not requiring a sax. You can just do squats, but okay. there's that classic jazz or classic sax look. Anyway, so more than this, though, we're going to talk about History Explorers Pittsburgh and the movies on March 20th, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Heinz History Center, 12 Total Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. You already know all these addresses because you've been listening forever. Am I right?
Yes.
I'm talking about the viewers, not you.
Oh.
Of course, you've been listening. If you haven't been listening, I'm a little upset. I mean, you do have headphones on.
Yes.
So children ages 5 to 8 can explore Pittsburgh stories through games, art, cooking, making... What, really making? That's creating, maybe? Whatever. And other hands-on activities. Caregivers and siblings are welcome, but programming is designed for children ages 5 to 8. So we have just missed the mark, Ryan. These fun and lively sessions will be led by museum educators. History Explorers sessions are $8 for both youth participants and adults, and free for History Center members. Space is limited, so please register in advance at HeinzHistoryCenter.org/events. There's one of these events like every week. Go to it. Stop delaying. Go to do it. There's one every week. Go every week. Make friends. Have your kids or children make friends. You yourself maybe make some friends, you know? And that way you can have wine nights with Carol and have games on Saturday and have, like, Joe watch the I don't even know. I'm making stuff up about what parents do. But go do this, except for the making part, because that was just a silly put in. It should have been creating.
But now we got Mr. Rogers' birthday coming up.
This is the best day of the year.
Yep.
Wow. One of the best days of the year.
As you know, Mr. Rogers filmed his famous Mr. Rogers show here in Pittsburgh at WQED, which I got to tour that place last year. It was a great time. I loved it. And
so was Mr. Rogers. He was a great time. We all loved him.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Yes. Mr. Rogers, please continue to watch over every single Mr. Rogers fan on this planet.
Wow, that's deep, man. I was just going for it, but okay, anyway. So happy birthday, Mr. Rogers, March 20th, if you know what his birthday was. Apparently his birthday is going to be celebrated 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. He gets a whole, 7 hours for his birthday? Lucky dude.
Yep.
I wish I had a 7-hour birthday.
I mean, you get like a 12-hour birthday, so that's more than that.
12? What do you mean I get 12? A birthday is a whole 24 hours, Ryan. I mean, he's kind of getting skipped here. I mean, he's a national hero.
Yeah.
Well, he should be, at least.
Should we just go up to Mayor Padillo and say, please make Mr. Rogers a national hero?
No, I think we can talk about, I think to do that, well, maybe, yes, we should probably do that. I thought you were going to talk about extending the time for his birthday, but no, okay, continue, I'm sorry. All right, Mayor Padillo, we're coming to you with a petition.
Yes. This is taking place at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, 10 Children's Way, Allegheny Square, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. The website is pittsburghkids.org. So they're going to be celebrating Fred Rogers, everyone's favorite neighbor. So who doesn't like Fred Rogers as their neighbor? And the groundbreaking television program he created with these special programs. Free admission from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you want free, go during that time. If you want pay, don't go during that time.
Wow, what a good thing. Also, it's free admission. Another reason to go to the Children's Museum.
Yes.
Do things.
And neighborly themed kindness activities inspired by the work of Mr. Rogers will be 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. in their cafe.
Perfect.
I don't know but anything besides his TV show that he's done. But
so he was an activist in the community. I mean, he did stuff. He created a better neighborhood for all. That was the whole point of his show. Come on.
Yeah.
Did you not watch it? Were you too young? Do you not remember?
I mean, I remember watching him, but I was very young when I did.
Yeah, but I bet you remember Dora the Explorer and everything she taught you.
Oh, goodness. Dora the Explorer, that girl needs a GPS.
But, shh.
Yep, but now we got Pittsburgh Magazine's Best of Design Awards.
Love me some design. No great designer, too. I'm working at Sarah's Candy right now.
You're working at Sarah's Candy?
No, I'm not working at Sarah's Candy. The designer I know is.
Oh, are you talking about Tori?
Yeah, she's great. Anyway, continue.
We got March 21st, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Renaissance Hotel, 107 6th Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222.
Come on, triple twos. What are you doing? It's a staple of the show.
15222.
Yeah, gosh.
The website is showclicks.com. As in clicks, C-L-I-X, not C-L-I-C-K-S.
Because they're cool and stuff, and they can afford an X.
Yes. You've admired their work. Now it's time to meet them in person. Pittsburgh Magazine is hosting the winners of their annual Best of Design contest at the Renaissance Hotel on Thursday, March 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m. The event is a hands-on networking opportunity for designers, builders, or those interested in creating or renovating the home of their dreams.
Well, what? The home of their dreams?
The home of their dreams, man.
Okay, that's... What's the Pittsburgh Magazine? Isn't that just a magazine about Pittsburgh? I didn't know it was a design. Anyway.
Here. Gain insight and see exclusive images of the winning projects while making conversation with design industry professionals over cocktails and appetizers. Oh, who doesn't love a good cocktail?
Or an appetizer.
Yeah.
Totally love me some appetizers. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And this is sponsored by Benjamin Moore. Winners and products used in the winning project... Winners and products used in the winning projects, Kaysen, I think that's pronounced, are Mina Stone, Rex Glass and Mirror Restoration Hardware, Barrington Homes, Bridgeville Appliance, Paraka Flooring, Our House, Splash Kitchen Bath Home, Graywall Development, JSK Construction, Pell Windows and Doors, Weiss House, Lauren Levitt Interior, D. Augustine Construction LLC, Harberton Forge, Pittsburgh Oriental Rug Company, JVK Home Properties Inc., Margitai Architects, Waller Sales Corporation, Heritage Renovations Windows and Doors, Studio Day Arc, and Don's Appliances.
Bruh, why do you have to read all their sponsors? We're not sponsoring them, or they're not sponsoring us. Sponsors, by the way.
Yes.
There's so many sponsors. But anyway, so Pittsburgh Magazine is a lifestyle magazine. So I guess nowadays that's like a home and garden type deal. So I guess you want to improve your house anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a design contest in the realm of architecture. But I have a kink for architecture, so I'm a big fan. Anyway, so let's talk about the Pittsburgh Camera Swap, the Sheraton Hotel at Station Square, 300 West Station Square Drive, Pittsburgh, PA 15219. Whether you're a pro, beginner, or somewhere in between, our dealers have what you're looking for. No one's a pro. Come on. I guess you're a pro if you get paid. So anyway, cameras, digital classic antique, film, video, and imaging, tripods, lighting, accessories, and more, new and used equipment. Bring your equipment to trade or sell. Hourly parking available next to the hotel. $5 admission at the door. Students with ID free. I'm going. I got some stuff to sell. You have a lot of equipment to sell. You have the option of reserving a table for the camera trade show. If you're interested, simply email us info@cameratradeshow.com. I don't know, actually. Do I have a lot of things to sell? I need lenses. I'll probably go here because I want lenses. So if you like cameras, you want some deals, you want good stuff, you need tripods and or lights. Everybody needs lights. If you don't have lights and you want to be a filmmaker, you're wrong. Okay, get yourself some lights. Okay,
yes.
LEDs preferably, just because I like the brightness of them. This is my personal opinion. But if you like the warmth of tungsten, get some warm tungstens or get LEDs that can go tungsten to natural light. Either way, you can find all these things and more at this event that I forget already.
Pittsburgh Camera Swap.
Thanks, man.
Uh-huh.
My cursor wasn't going up again. And again, that's at Sheraton Pittsburgh Hotel at Station Square I didn't read the date for this. On March 23rd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Go swap some cameras. Go make some money if you have extra camera equipment. Or just sell me your camera equipment. Find me on campus. I'm only looking for deals, though. Don't try to upsell me. All right, I swear to God. I just need some lenses for a Sony A6300 if you're interested. Okay. Or some nice Canon lenses for a cheap price, and then I'll e-mount them. But anyway, speaking of film, let's talk about the Simbani Film Festival.
The second one.
The second one, yeah. I was going to say, is this the same thing?
No, this is a different one.
Okay, Simbani Film Festival by Burkinabe Rising. Burkina Faso. Wow. All right. I made fun of you, but I couldn't pronounce any of that. March 25th, 2019 to 7 p.m. Not 2, but March 25th, 2019, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. City of Asylum, 40 West North Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. So Burkinabe Rising. Why do you put it Nabi? Is it because you're Italian? Probably because they're Italian, and then I think that I'm Italian, but I'm not. Anyway, it doesn't matter. New documentary from Cultures of Resistance Films showcases creative nonviolent resistance in Burkina Faso, a small landlocked country in West Africa. Burkina Faso is home to a vibrant community of artists and engaged citizens who provide an example of the type of political change that can be achieved when people come together. It is an inspiration not only to the rest of Africa, but also to the rest of the world. I agree, because if you don't know, Africa's a pretty warlord-heavy state or country. So, you know, if they can do that with warlords, we should be able to do it with a president. Anyway, through music, film, ecology, visual art, and architecture, the people featured in this film are carrying on the revolutionary spirit of Thomas Sankara. After assuming the presidency in 1983, Sankara was killed in a 1987 coup d'état led by his friend and close advisor Blaise Compaoré. Again, I mean, not Italian. Who subsequently ruled the country as an autocrat for 27 years. In October 2014, a massive popular insurrection led to his removal. Today, the spirit of resistance is mightier than ever in Burkina Faso. So again, you can make change. Make change. Make change with art. Go get yourself a camera at the Pittsburgh Camera Swap. Make some change with like a documentary of some sort and be a better tomorrow, or make a better tomorrow and be a better person. Just be a good person, too. That's also a good thing. Good takeaway from this. Somebody of the Film and Art Festival is a group of scholars, activists, and film aficionados. Our mission is to celebrate the life, showcase the work, and honor the legacy of African filmmaker Asmani Simbine through film and other
complimentary events. Read that.
Oh, no. No, I'm going. I know we did it already, Ryan, but you should have just put this event with the other event. The festival serves both as a vehicle and a catalyst to honor the life, work, and legacy of Asmani Simbine and to showcase the filmmakers and other art cultural events that speak unflinchingly, I said unflinchingly, Ryan, to the important issues facing the modern African diaspora. Again, I guess because, is it because we learned Spanish, I think, in, oh, sorry, I kicked the wires. I think it's because we learned Spanish in, like, elementary school and stuff, and middle school, to where, like, we put that, like, Spanish or Latin, like, twing on things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, whenever you see something with like an accent, instead of like, I don't know, I guess the go-to accent is just then a Spanish accent.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, well, we got our last thing here to talk about. We got Captain Marvel.
I jumped ahead. I was sorry. Continue. I took your thunder.
Captain Marvel's 3D at the Rango's Giant Cinema.
Whoa.
Who doesn't love Captain Marvel? It is March 7th through the 28th at very different times.
Look up the times at CarnegieScienceCenter.org. At least I believe that is the website, or my.
Yes, the event is at the Carnegie Science Center. It is opening Friday, March 8th, so it's been open for a few days now. Specials, preview showing that already passed. It was March 7th. But there is a sensory sensitive screening. Sunday, March 17th at noon, St. Paddy's Day. The high-flying action of a Marvel Studios movie is meant to be seen on the biggest screen available with super surround sound. Super surround sound. That's why there's no better theater to experience Captain Marvel 3D than the Rango's, which is its certified giant screen, Dolby Atmos, multi-channel surround sound, and laser-illuminated 4K laser digital projectors.
All right, that just seemed really repetitive. We get it. You have lasers.
Marvel Studios' latest tour de force follows Carol Danvers as she becomes one of the universe's most powerful heroes when Earth is caught in the middle of a galactic war between two alien races.
Honestly, one of the better Marvel stories. You should really go see this. I didn't read the comics or anything, but like I've watched a lot of videos online about the whole this thing. And whenever everything gets to like the astronomical level with Marvel, it's insane.
Yeah.
So, watch.
Yeah. This is starring Brie Larson, Gemma Chan, and McKenna Grace. For the sensory sensitive screening, you can join them on March 17th at noon. The film will be shown in 2D. Wow. It's promoted 3D, and yet they talk about 2D.
It's because it's sensory sensitive, Ryan. All the drunk people on St. Patrick's Day are going to come in, and they're like, wow, I'm going to vomit if I see it in 3D, so then they're going to vomit. Or for the people who actually have the inability to watch things in three dimensions, they have to watch it in two dimensions, and then the lighting will be adjusted to accommodate visitors with sensory sensitivities. So that's the more reasonable answer. And also for people with glasses, if you can't wear those 3D glasses over your glasses, this is another good time to see it. Or if you just have bad eyesight and you only wear the 3D glasses, then again, this is the time to see it with just your glasses.
Yeah. And for some additional show information, no coupons, discounts, or passes accepted. Senior
stupid.
Senior and child prices are for 65 and over and 12 and under. So if you're 16 to 64, you're out of luck.
13 to 64.
Yeah, I said that.
I thought you said 16.
No, I said 13.
What happened to those 4 years in between?
And tickets are non-refundable. So,
well, you don't want a refund for this anyway. I mean, come on. You're going to see it at the Rango's Giant Cinema. Biggest screen ever. All right. It's like if you put your phone right up in your face in a tissue box. That's about what the theater's like. I haven't been there. Well, I've been there, but I haven't seen anything like Marvel or anything. But I saw like the, whenever it first came out, the 24-hour event that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a dope theater for people who like film and film things. Go and see a movie here at least once, you know. And I mean, like, I know they're putting out a bunch of movies and they're getting rights to a bunch of movies. They got to make the money, and it's cool. If you're gonna spend money to see a movie, spend money to see a movie in comfort, because the seats are comfortable, and see a movie a way you can't see a movie by yourself in your home, unless you have like a 80-inch TV, in which case,
mm-hmm.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, definitely go see Captain Marvel's 3D if you can. I don't know what my plans are as of right now.
Are you trying to make plans, Ryan? Who are you trying to make plans with? You're just trying to give everyone an open invite. Everyone will contact Ryan Giacobbe about your plans to go see Captain Marvel. You can either do it at the Rango's Giant Cinema, as we have said, or on $5 movie nights. I think those are Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. At any participating, I think it's an AMC. Or it's the one in the waterfront. I forget which theater it is, but it's $5 Tuesdays. You can see any movie. A great time to go see.
And there's
a movie.
Also the AMC Cinemark in North Hills.
Yeah, I feel like North Hills is way further than, like, you know, Robinson or Settlers Ridge.
Yeah, but I've been to the movies. I've actually been to the movie theater in the North Hills. It is very, very nice. It opened 2016, I think.
Okay. It's a chain movie theater, right? Every movie theater in that chain then has very comfortable seating. Yeah. I believe most of the time movie theaters nowadays, anyway, you have to reserve your seats because they like recline and stuff. So either way, doesn't matter. Go see a movie in style with Ryan. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't make plans. Somebody come up to him. All right. Right after the show, even. All right. Doesn't matter. Don't be scared. He's not that famous. Okay. Yet. All right. Just come up to him. He's a human. All right. Ask for his signature first on that headshot that you've been hiding under your pillow. Okay. And then ask him in the movies. You know, have a good date. Or maybe not even a date. Who cares? Just take him to movies. You don't have to take him to dinner. All right. But I mean, if you want to treat him to a good time, take him to dinner.
Hey,
or maybe he'll take you to dinner. I mean, he's famous and stuff.
Man, I appreciate food.
There you go.
But if you want me to take you out to dinner, I'll pay for it.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Ryan is offering to take you to dinner if you invite him out to see Marvel. Captain Marvel. Yeah, Marvel Captain. Okay, yeah. Why did I say Marvel
Captain? Captain Marvel's 3D.
Well, no, I understand, but like, is it then just Marvel's Captain Marvel? All right, it doesn't matter. It's weird.
It's
also, side note on this movie. Sorry, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Side note on this movie. Not saying that Wonder Woman was a bad movie, but this is going to be probably, and I've heard it very well, it is the best female-led superhero movie to this date. In many people's opinion. Again, Wonder Woman was good. I'm not going to deny that. But it's also DC, and DC has some problems with that. But it's the best DC movie, so something to say to that extent as well.
Yeah.
So this is also, just like Black Panther, not exactly groundbreaking, but a more groundbreaking movie than, like, you know, Captain America.
All right. Same. Well, I'm sorry, Charles, but I need to cut you off there. We are
well. That just sucks because I got to thank one more time Leprechauns for being our sponsor this week. Get yourself some Lucky Charms and taste the rainbow, everybody.
Yep, that is going to be it for this week. We'll be back on the air next week, and we will talk to you then.
Toodaloo.